LP2D.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hi everyone, you are in Delta FM 19.2, the LP2I's radio. I'm Rachel, your presenter for this very special program. And I'm so glad to be here with you and for you. Well, we'll talk about South Africa and especially about education in South Africa. For this, we're going to welcome some guests as special as this program. Dominic, who our chronicler, is with us.
Hi!
She met a French student who studied in South Africa. Ivan, who journalist, is with us too.
Good morning, everyone.
She will give her opinion about the education. With us, we have a UNICEF representative, Melissa, to speak about any question plan for child schooling in South Africa.
Hello, everybody.
Let's remind that this country was heavily touched from the racial segregation since 1994, when Nelson Mandela was elected and was the first black president of South Africa. In spite of the apartheid, ethnic separation are always felt, in particular in education. Well, today we'll answer this question and discuss why schooling in South Africa is differing according to races, how school can improve the relationship. Well, Dominic, how are you today?
Hi, Rachel. I'm fine, and you?
I believe that you have done an interview for us, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you have the speech.
Okay. I will talk about the experience of Leah. She lived for 1 year in South Africa, and she accepted to give me an interview.
When you were in South Africa, did you find any inequalities between ethnies at school?
I was in Joburg. So not really. I was in a mixed school, actually. So we used to have white people, colored people, Indian people, black people. So not really in my school. Everybody was friend, you know. But people stay in group, But everybody is friend. Everybody talk with everybody. But you can actually see at break or in class little group of people. But it's funny because they have always in each group one of other race, other ethnic, like you say. But after, I think in a more small town, in a land and stuff like this, you have more, you can actually see white school, black school, Indian school, and people don't really mix. But in our age now, it's like 18 years old, apartheid is finished, so now it's starting to be really more mixed
Do you think that people are making some effort to meet people from other races?
Yes, because they live together, they have been to primary school together, now they go to high school together. But some more old people don't want, because they keep in mind what's happened before, like black people say, okay, now they give us freedom, but before they treat it as like animal, we can't say, okay, it's fine, we're all friend now. But other people do lot of stuff for making South Africa united, actually, and more group and more freedom and more together. So, but little step by little step, people going to be together.
Do you think that different languages make the contact between people more difficult?
Like, you know, I think you have 11 languages in South Africa. So some people can't communicate, actually, if Afrikaner guy go in a black shop in like Soweto. I think if one guy talks Sotho and just Sotho and the other guy talk just Afrikaans, they can't communicate. But a lot of people know not. It's very a little part of people talk just one language. Like everybody talk 2, 3, 4 language, and with the English. Now, English it's at school for everybody, so everybody talk English and they can communicate. But after you actually see people talk just Swana or just African, just one language. For example, when a really good friend of me at school, we're talking English, was nice. And after school, she's starting to talk her language. I say, hey, guys, I'm here, like I say all the time. And she say, I'm sorry, Leah. At school, it's obligation for me to talk English. When I put one step in the street, it's finished for me English. I talk my language, so we can't communicate art school, but just one person. So other people change. If you're starting to talk Afrikaans, you have one guy say, I don't talk Afrikaans. I say, okay, we talk English, it's fine. Or if somebody talk Swana and they say, guys, me, I talk Sotho, I talk English, but I don't talk Swana. And they say, okay, we talk Sotho if you want. And yeah, it's nice.
Some people think that making relationships with people whose culture is different than you is too difficult. Do you agree with it?
No, if I agree with it, I think if you want, you can. It's not easy in first time. Like, you need to know what you do. You need to know it's other culture. You need to understand the culture. So for understanding, you need to listen. You need to look at. You need to be patient. You need to be patient.
MID.
Les secondes du LP2I en parlent.
I thank Léa for this precious interview, so let's talk about it. Léa couldn't say in 10 minutes all that she learned about history in South Africa, but she told me that the most important thing she learned that Nelson Mandela wasn't alone. Young people in Soweto helped him to stop the revolt. She wasn't in a school with inequalities, but in small town, schools are not mixed. People don't live with other races and which area are privileged. Some people used to be treated like things, don't want to be united and make some effort. They'd rather stay with their own ways, they can't forget what happened before. Nevertheless, there are people who want to change things. They think that segregation is finished now and want that South Africa become a strong country without problems related to the apartheid. Some people can communicate because of the different language, but others try to make some effort to speak one that everyone understands where they are mixed. Now, at primary school, to speak two official languages is an obligation, especially English. Step by step, the situation will be better, and maybe one day the country will be united. Young people who didn't know the apartheid want to change that. They call the Hope Generation for this reason.
Oh, it was so interesting. Thank you so much, Dominique.
You're welcome.
So, Ivan, how are you all right today with us?
Yes, of course.
What's your opinion on the topic?
My opinion. I've been 3 months on this country, and South Africa is the most exciting country I've ever visited.
Really?
Well, yeah, sure. I believe that the situation is not so easy to resolve. This interview was really interesting, but let me introduce my opinion.
Okay.
You know, in South Africa, at school, races are not really distributed. In lot of schools, there are often black or white majority. But there is a reason. In South Africa, the government cannot finance totally the scolarity. So there are generally semi-private schools in South Africa. And if you're rich, you want your children to receive the best education you can give them. And in general, white people are richer than the other races because of the past of the country. That's why white people are in good schools and other races are in more difficult schools. I think it's so hard to change that and maybe impossible.
According to me, it's so interesting to realize the condition of children in this special country with Africa. Speaking about conditions of children, Melissa, does UNICEF establish a project for the African children?
Hello, thank you for inviting me. Yes, I will explain it. So, when I was in South Africa, I saw that the biggest problems were food, water and school. But they haven't found yet any action to implement schools. If people don't eat, they can't buy school. That's why the UNICEF prefers making plans to have good food in South Africa, as children can't survive if they don't eat. Today we have started working on the school issues because we have already worked a lot of food and water issues. So it's time to take care of children and their education. Well, please help them. Donate money.
Okay, so don't forget, I'll give some donation for any future plans at www.unicef.fr. Thank you, Melissa. Really. And a massive thank you, everyone at home, at work, at everywhere. That thank you to Dominic, Ivan, and Melissa, of course. It was very great to be here with you. I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. MID. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.